A young, injured woman, her face and coat covered in blood, consoling a small child, holding it tightly in her arms. It's one of several examples of suffering here after Russia's Palm Sunday missile strike killed 34 and injured more than 100 people, including numerous children, in the Ukrainian city of Sumy. With memories of blood-stained victims and dead bodies lying in the street still fresh, European Union foreign ministers were in Luxembourg discussing an EU response to one of Russia's deadliest attacks against civilians in the three-year war in Ukraine. Polish Foreign Minister Radoslaw Sikorski said he hopes that
President Trump, the US administration, see that the leader of Russia is mocking their goodwill, and I hope the right decisions are taken.
His appeal came hours after US President Trump called the attack on Sumy terrible, but added he was told it was a mistake, without elaborating. Trump also blamed his predecessor Joe Biden for the Russian invasion of Ukraine and stressed this was not his war. Yet Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russian narratives are prevailing in the US. Zelensky issued a dramatic appeal to President Trump.
Come to see people, civilians, warriors, hospitals, churches, children, destroyed or dead.
For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.